I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on KCRW and KCRW.com. Whether you're a vegetarian or a carnivore, you may still crave the companionship of pets. If you're interested in the environment, you might want to consider chickens. They eat your green waste, and then they lay delicious fresh eggs as a way to pay you back. Meet a friend to all chickens. That's next on Good Food on KCRW and KCRW.com. You started with a couple of tomato plants. Then you moved on to a few more veggie crops, maybe some basil, some lettuce. You've added a worm composter, but now you want to do more. Maybe it's time to think about a few clucking characters to add to your life. More of your neighbors than you might imagine have backyard chickens running around. Maybe they're right for you. David Kahn's an architect who turned to farming. He runs an urban CSA and learning center called Edendale Farm, and is the Executive Director of Sustainable Habitats. That's a nonprofit which focuses on education of urban homesteading. It's so great to have you, David. So how many chickens do you have?
I have, well, it changes from day to day because all my chickens are adopted, which is a second way to get chickens in addition to buying them.
Does that mean people have second thoughts after having them and then they look to give them away?
They do, just like anything else.
So since we've gone down this road, what is it that people find challenging that they didn't expect would happen to them once they had chickens?
Well, people who travel quite a bit, because once you have chickens, you have to stay put and take care of them. And they find out how much attention they need, especially when they start laying eggs and the eggs start to hatch if they have a rooster. And then all of a sudden, they are homesteading, and that wasn't the intention.
Do you recommend for people who are just trying to dip one foot in that they don't get a rooster so they don't have to deal with all the things that a rooster brings, noise and hatching?
I'm glad you mentioned that, because as far as the ordinances go, it is not permissible to have a rooster. A lot of people have roosters, and the city doesn't really enforce that.
Unless somebody complains.
Yeah. The chickens will actually do better because, you know, they have a pecking order and the roosters keep that in check.
So pecking order, it's interesting because when I started visiting friends who have chickens, I all of a sudden saw what that meant. They peck at each other.
They do, but not maliciously. They just establish the order, you know, who's really in command and who's the, you know, just like any, just like people.
Who's on top and who's the lowest man on the totem pole, right?
Exactly.
So I would imagine that most people are raising chickens not for meat, but for eggs.
A lot of them are raising them for eggs. A lot of them are raising them just to have as pets. As you know, chickens can live up to 20 years.
People I had don't know no that. Idea.
Yeah.
20 years?
Yeah.
That's incredible. That's a real commitment.
Exactly. So
that's
now,
like having a cat.
That's like having a kid.
That's true.
People take it lightly sometimes, and that's when they start to think about giving them away or finding out a good home.
How much space at a minimum should people have before they think about having backyard chickens?
Okay. To go by the book, it's about 4 square feet for each chicken.
4 square feet. That's not very much.
Yeah, but no one's going to have just one chicken. So they end up having like a small little coop, you know, for maybe 4 or 5 chickens.
And are there such a thing as urban coops?
Up to this point, you really can't go out and buy a coop, you know, off the shelf. There's nothing like that yet. Although it exists in Europe, especially in England, they're very advanced. You know, you can actually go online and buy all kinds of different
super designs. Architecturally nutty coops.
Yeah, yeah. And people go crazy with them. You know, they build them in every style and shape and color.
And what does a coop provide? What does it need to have?
Basically, you need that space requirement, and also you need nesting boxes with places for the hens to lay their eggs, maybe one for every 3 chickens. It's interesting enough to know that People didn't have chicken coops till the early 19th century.
So where did the chickens go to?
They were loose. They were all, people had them all running around, and that's when they do best. And actually, that's when the eggs are also more nutritious.
So you mean some people just keep them in the coop the whole time?
Some people do, yeah, which is really not fair for the chickens because they do have to get out, not just to exercise, but also they complete their diet by just foraging, you know, and they eat, they prefer to eat bugs and then greens and then finally grains.
Interesting. And do they also use the dirt like to dust themselves?
Oh, absolutely. They have to take another dust baths, and they like to actually do it in the sun.
And why do they do that?
To get rid of their fleas.
So you don't put the little thing on the back of their necks like you do for dogs and cats?
Yeah, no, you don't. No, it's, although I heard someone try it on a rooster, but it didn't quite work.
That's pretty funny. How much do they lay?
On average, it depends on the breed. A chicken can lay an egg a day, and they take a day off during the week.
That's so funny. And I've heard chickens lay eggs, and they often will make a lot of noise. Is it uncomfortable for them to lay the egg?
You know, it's funny you say that because it is not uncomfortable, but it involves some effort to do it. And the first time I actually saw how much the chickens go through before the egg is laid, I really appreciated the egg more than ever before. And when I first had my flock of chickens, when I removed the egg, the chicken was so upset. She was screaming at me. I felt so bad. I put the egg back again.
Do they have like little fake plastic eggs so you can have them sit on those?
I do that. I actually put either a golf ball or a plastic egg because then they know where to lay. Because otherwise their tendency in nature, they want to hide the egg. And when they see another egg, they know that it's safe.
When I was looking at coops, one of the things that really intrigued me were the bottomless coops that you could move around.
Yeah, those are called chicken tractors. And this is another reason we raise chickens, is for the many benefits that they have. One of them is to actually turn the soil, fertilize it, eat the bugs, eat the weeds, and then you're ready to actually plant. So they prepare the soil for you. You don't have to do it. It's like doing it the way nature would do it. And then you move that chicken tractor or that movable coop to another space, and then you start the process again. And that way you really don't have to dig or fertilize or do anything, and you plant, and the plants will be thriving. As a matter of fact, the first thing for people who want to grow a garden, actually, that I recommend is for them to actually have a chicken or two, even if they're borrowed, and maybe there'll be services, you know.
Oh, I love that idea.
Maybe it would be rental places to rent a chicken.
Instead of disking your soil, you could rent a chicken and they can run around and stir things up for you. We just briefly touched on what chickens eat. Is grain as good for them as greens and worms?
Well, if you leave it up to the chickens, they will say no, it's not as good for them as what nature provides them with.
That was David Kahn. He's going to be teaching a class in raising chickens in downtown LA. We'll have a link to more information about that class on our website at kcrw.com/goodfood. You can find info on today's show, download it, and listen to past episodes online at kcrw.com/goodfood. You can also embed this show in your blog from our media player. Please write me at goodfood@kcrw.com. I do write back. Check out the Good Food blog there, too. Good Food's executive producer is Jennifer Farrow. The show is produced by Thea Challoner with Bob Carlson, Holly Tarson, Candace Moyer, Connie Alvarez, and Stephen Billings. The music supervisor is Gary Messiha. Karen Soriano's the online editor. I'm Evan Kleinman. Tune in next week for another edition of Good Food.